there's one person that I hate more than anything in this world, and that, and the reason is because when I worked at a TV station, she was on that station, and I had to go out and try to sell that time for Wendy Williams.
Okay.
And I think her show is horrible, unwatchable. I don't like it. And now it's even making the news today because she broke up with her boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
And she's dragging his name on her show.
You know what's so weird about that? I have never seen her show. But yesterday, or whatever day this was, that the story you're about to tell me, was it yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was watching something else and it went to commercial. So I was just flipping around. I went to Wendy Williams. And the reason I went to her is because sometimes she's got good gossip. So I was like, oh, maybe it's something we could talk about in the show. And she was being really weird. She was like, okay. And then she sat back. You're like, yeah.
Yeah, I'll show you.
It was the most awkward, weirdest thing. And I was like, is she having another stroke? Is she about to faint again?
No, this is so... every day is her show is like this. And her producers, the audience, they all just kiss her ass and think she's the greatest thing.
Yeah, they do.
Guns N' Roses is not going to be doing that June thing. Yeah, they're not going out on the road until November.
Who cares?
And this is the one that I saw, hard. and she was so bizarre.
Thanksgiving, and we're back in.
Oh no.
It's okay. We still have Mike Tyson. So, you know how I tell you when I leave the house that people are outside? So here's from this morning. Well, as long as you're asking, I'll reveal. My son gave me this Chrome Hearts leather. Wow. It's white leather, black leather. Chrome Hearts.
Okay. Yeah.
You can only get it in Miami, and so he considers himself the Chrome Heart King.
Have you heard of this brand?
No, I don't.
Chrome Heart scarf. Wow. I'm sorry you can't see my Chrome Heart negligee, which he purchased for me with the delicate straps of the... Yeah, but it was chilly.
I love the
out
producer like laughing like.
Morning, and I didn't
isn't even the weirdest segment, by the way.
This is not even close. She's getting up to the point of her boyfriend slamming.
Oh, and on another note, speaking of real life, the headline is that Mike and I have broken up. Well, I didn't know Mike and I were together. No. Clap if you all have heard about this, but kept it from me.
Of course they're not going to clap.
Stop being shy. You've heard about it, but you kept it from me. It was leading in the New York Post the other day.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And then it's on a lot of the blogs and stuff, too, apparently.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay.
Uh-huh.
So this mic right here. Mike is in Maryland, and you guys keep asking me, where is Mike? I'm like, Mike is in Maryland. Mike works a job. He's a contractor / social influencer or whatever he has going on, you know, a pitch man, whatever he does. But Mike, he's a nice guy, but we are too geographically far from each other. Suzanne, do you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely, I understand.
Can you imagine me leaving here?
Then can you explain what she's saying? Because I don't understand.
And get in a car.
Can you get one of those people that talk with their hands so we can follow this?
And traveling 4 hours.
So he lives in D.C., so they're not dating?
Yeah.
I mean, I dated a guy in Ireland.
And you've never been all about, like, long-distance relationships.
It's 3.5 hours.
No.
But wait, this is the thing that went viral? This is the part that went viral?
Yeah.
No, what I thought...
No, the part... There was something before this where she was really weird.
People, you know what I'm saying. Well,
but this is where she's slamming this guy.
And I didn't say anything because I'm that grown. You know,
and he doesn't have his own show to respond.
Way behind the scenes.
Right, that's true.
And I am not embarrassed. It's because I'm that grown. Mm-hmm. But since childish ones, mm-hmm. Mike. Mm-hmm. Well, no, he's giving quotes. Mm-hmm. I would like Wendy to have someone that she's ready for when she's ready for it. We're not ready for... Who are you? What? Okay.
Call him on the phone and talk to him.
I'm as available now as I was then. We were never boyfriend and girlfriend, so it wasn't a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You and Mario Lopez need to get your stories more symbiotic.
Yeah.
I don't understand anything that's happening right now. What's happening right now?
Right.
What's he laughing at? What's funny? What did I miss? Was there a joke?
Could he hear your response? That's the funny thing.
Maybe.
He broke
See,
up
she
with
just
me
sits
on
there a lot and says nothing. That's the thing that's weird. She just sits. This is up. Like...
I know.
Like the whole thing is behind the scenes. It's like, you know you're on national television right now.
But syndicated.
Let's just simplify things.
Right.
Did he just break up with me on the text?
On the page six?
Yeah. Yay! And on that note...
Go back to go to this story. That's the one. Like go back to that story. She was so weird. This one you got to hear. Go to the beginning of this. Okay, pull it back a tiny bit more. This, wait to see how bizarre she is. Okay, watch this. Watch this one. Okay, she sits there and says nothing.
I'd rather stall.
She's stalling. She's not talking. This is, you're on a syndicated
Andy
national
and
television
DCs
show.
Are getting ready to renew their vows.
Who?
Vows that they never legally had.
I don't know, two people from some reality show.
Well, Mendeecees was recently given permission to travel to Dubai, and apparently this is where they...
You just said two people from a reality show. You don't even know who these two people are.
Because it's not a big reality. It's not like they're... She's not from the Real Housewives. I know. These are not people from a big reality show. I don't know who these two people are. Maybe that's just me. I have no idea who these two people are. But I guess Wendy Williams fans know who this is. So this is big news. But it's not even that. The way she told it, she just sat there and she was like silent.
Like,
and they're like...
Done.
They're cutting to everybody and everyone's just standing there staring at each other. And then she's like, I'm going to stall.
So if you've got money and you're friends with them and you'd like to go to Dubai to witness this travesty.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll try to do it for TV. I'm not watching this time.
Uh-huh.
No.
I'm sure it's for TV, right?
Well, after their
wake up. Give her coffee.
In 2015.
Shake her.
Like renewals then, but I watched that one.
What's happening
Yandy
here?
Yandy later admitted that she never mailed the paperwork in. No, because he was about to go to jail days after they got married. And she wanted to protect her money while Mendeecees was in prison. A smart girl.
Okay, you're going out and selling TV time, and you have to explain to somebody why they should advertise on this show.
Right. This show where the host just sits there and doesn't really say very much. And then when she does talk, she doesn't even qualify. She doesn't say, in case you don't know who Mendeecees is, he's, you know, whatever he is. Or the show is X, Y, and Z. Like you and I do this all the time. We talk about somebody, we explain who they are. Maybe you don't know. Maybe you never heard of Katie Holmes. She used to be married to Tom Cruise. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like we try to explain, I mean, everyone knows who Katie Holmes is, but if we're talking about somebody that is a little more esoteric, like we talked about Courtney Stodden the other day, I went back and gave you the whole history of her. That way you can remember who she was and understand the story. Mm-hmm. I didn't just start by saying, Courtney Stodden said this and then did that. Who? What?
Right. But.
And then, her energy was so weird. It was like she would just stop talking and stare at the camera like, is she okay? How do you sell airtime for that?
Well, the problem is, let's say I'm her boss and I'm bringing somebody in like her to fill that position. I'm sitting there going, there's no way I can work with this girl.
Right.
This is impossible. I mean, I don't even know where to begin. This is horrible. And now that she's, I don't know, it's her show drives me insane. And when it makes the news, then I have to watch it. And it totally drives me insane.
Right.
And she used to be in radio, so I have to give her respect, but I don't. I think she's a horrible human being, and she needs to get off TV right now.
I interviewed her when she was in radio. I wrote a story for Mode magazine called A Face for Radio. It was all these stories about all these like pretty famous women in radio across the country. And she was working in Philly at the time. and I did an interview with her. You're going to remember this part of it. So I did an interview with her where she tells the story that, you know, she came from D.C. and she was really good friends with Salt-N-Pepa and that she was the original Spinderella. And this whole other story and how, like, you know, when she was at Hot 97, mm-hmm. she said she would never get in trouble for all the celebrity gossip because it was all true. So nobody can sue her. Like she would go out to a party, see Whitney Houston wasted and come back the next morning and talk about it on the air. And she never got sued because it was all accurate. It was, you know, maybe they didn't want it out there. Maybe the publicity people didn't want it out there, but she had no trouble saying what she saw. And that's what she was known as in New York. She was like this gossip columnist who was at the party, not somebody
who would go out every night and then get her
every night.
Stuff.
Yep.
Okay.
She didn't hear second and third hand. She was there.
Got it.
So that was her claim to fame. And she was really good. She was one of my favorite radio personalities for that reason. So cut to you and I interview Salt-N-Pepa.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, we have a radio connection. Wendy Williams. They said, stop. Did she tell you she was the original Spinderella? Because that is a lie. She tells everybody that it's not true. Yes, we knew her, but she was never Spinderella. We never approached her to be Spinderella. Like, that was my favorite part. I was like, I didn't even say anything. All I said is, we both know Wendy Williams. Mm-hmm. And before I got the mms part out, they were like, stop right there.
Right. Horrible human being. Need to take that show off the air immediately.